Welcome to the CCCP and the monthly Laughing Nightmare with David Dozer, John McDonough, Scooter Otis McClay, Paul Fisher, Dylan Brody, Red State Update, The Capital Steps, The Great Will Durst, and Randy Credico. We'll be back after this transvaginal probe.
She soared above the lifted light.
Ladies and gentlemen, last week on this program, I stumbled into a bit of a mess. And now the whole nation is waiting for me, Rush Limbaugh, to apologize. And people think Rush Limbaugh will not apologize, will not realize he's done something wrong. Well, that's just not true. Folks, you're about to hear me apologize to Miss Sandra Fluke and to all women everywhere. I am sorry you're a whore. I won't defame you anymore because too many sponsors went away. Though I've said worse stuff before about blacks and many more, I guess every chick was on the rag that day. Whoa, yes, I'm contrite, 'cause I'm trying to save face. Yes, I paid the price, but I energized the base of rich white guys scared of vaginas. I was wrong. But not really wrong. I hate women. Yeah. I am sorry you're a slut and you can't keep your legs shut. I guess pointing that out makes me a big jerk. But I won't fork out the dough. Something to the embryo. Man, I do not have a clue how these pills work. Oh, yes, I implied you want me to fund your crotch. I said I'd pay the price if you just let me watch. What's the point? I am impotent. But I'm still rich. A rich Republican. And we hate women. Yeah. Oh, we hate women. Hate them so much. Because they terrify us. The mysterious portions between their legs. And they want us to spend our hard-earned man money to buy the cooch compartment pills that you apply, stick up in there to make them wet or whatever. I can't even look at one.
Direct from our newsroom in New York, I'm Paul Fisher for the CCCP News.
We don't need no education.
President Obama once said, he wants everybody in America to go to college. What a snob.
Santorum calls it his No Child Gets Ahead or Questions Authority program and says it'll save lots of money on books and schoolrooms, which will no longer be needed. Also, Speaking in Tongues candidate Rick Santorum's supporters are now backing away from their attack on women. They now agree every woman has a right to choose between getting an invasive transvaginal ultrasound or an ordinary sonogram before being ordered not to have an abortion under any circumstances. The rock group band that made Eye of the Tiger has ordered Newt Gingrich to stop using their song at his campaign appearances. In a preemptive move, the Three Witches from Macbeth got a restraining order against Gingrich to keep him from using Eye of Newt, because that would give evil a bad name. Under growing pressure, Florida is amending its Stand Your Ground law. It will now be legal to shoot any woman who asks for health insurance coverage for birth control, as well as young black men armed with a bag of Skittles and a can of iced tea. Direct from our newsroom in New York, I'm Paul Fisher for the CCCP News.
Hey guys, Will Durst here to say no, it's not over. Well, okay, it's kind of over, but the Republican nomination is not totally over, as it very well should be. How over? So over the fat lady not only saying she should be back in her hotel room, kicking off her shoes, easing into a recliner with a remote in one hand, and digging deep into a 3-pound box of marzipan with the other. Yes, that over. Could have nailed this puppy to the headboard a month ago, but after every sledgehammer-type primary door slam, Team Romney somehow manages to stumble in bright media glare on dead flat asphalt, ripping knees out of focus group-approved, perfectly faded jeans to lie bleeding on the tarmac. First, it was likes to be able to fire people. Then, not concerned about the very poor. Yeah, well, we kind of knew that. But now, one of his own staffers offered up a more perfect crystallization. The Etch-a-Sketch candidate. The major difference being the child's toy works via magnetism, a concept that continues to elude the former governor of Massachusetts. Hard to imagine a worse, more apt analogy. Maybe slip and slide, or the slinky, or silly string, or speak and spell. No, that's Perry. Mr. Potato Head. No, that's Newt. Funny thing is, Bain Capital owns Toys R Us. So when his opponents wave their Etch-a-Sketches at press conferences, more money for Mitt. The guy's electile dysfunctional. But every time a new contender pops up, the super PAC country club types at Romney Inc. pummel Candidate X with such a tsunami of negative ads that before long, Candidate X's own family harbors misgivings about lunching with the kids. If Uncle touches you in a bad place, use the whistle. Mitt hasn't lost this nomination yet, but neither is he winning. His super PAC is buying it for him like a dented TV console at an everything for a dollar store year-end sale. And as we all know, it takes money to make money. Money talks and other stuff walks. Money makes the world go round, and while money can't buy you happiness, it looks more and more like it can buy Romney Inc. top slot on the 2012 Republican presidential ticket. And once that happens, the Etch-a-Sketch will be turned over and severely shaken, but the dizzy base will remain profoundly unstirred. For the CCCP, I'm Will Durst.
And now, purveyor of fine words and phrases, Dylan Brody.
As we traipse through this lackluster season of the Republican primary process, I keep hearing that the GOP's constituency wishes it had more options to choose from. Oh, if only there were some mechanism in our democratic process whereby the voters could have some sort of say. You can tell something's gone wrong with the voting system when people are showing up at the polling place asking whether they're allowed to take a candidate to win place or show. Those who saw Romney as the inevitable eventual candidate have been silenced by the likes of Santorum, who has been doing some of his best work since that Sunday morning evangelical TV series in which he had adventures with his dog Goliath. Ron Paul, who campaigns while on a break from his regular job playing Walter, the grumpy old man who sits on Jeff Dunham's lap during racist Comedy Central specials. And serial marriage defiler Newt Gingrich, who uses the political stage as a way of promoting his own work as a public speaker of terrible, terrible ideas. Sarah Palin has hinted that, were it to come to a brokered convention, she can imagine what nobody else on the planet wants to. My point is, the Republican base is showing remarkable insight in wishing for a potential candidate other than those offered by the Republican Party. Attempting to appeal to the most radical wing of the party, a group which the party leadership seems to mistake for its base, candidates, pundits, and serving legislators have begun leaning so far to the right the Tower of Pisa is planning a trip to come stare at them. The long-standing commitment to muttering resentfully about the Roe v. Wade decision while doing nothing about it at all, a hallmark of Republican rhetoric for decades now, has expanded to include derision toward women's reproductive rights in general. What seemed at first to be an odd sideways approach to opposing American healthcare modernization now seems to be the opening volley in an all-out assault on women's rights. Candidates have spoken of completely doing away with the Department of Education. They have spoken of policies of isolationism and escalating hostilities with Iran. They have spoken of allowing for more religious influence on our governing bodies and more government influence over how we use our own bodies. They've spoken of utilizing children as a labor force and of the dissolution of Planned Parenthood and NPR, as though such actions would even be within the purview of presidential authority. When would-be leaders don the mantle of the ultra-religious and start talking about a return to a simpler time, it should come as no shock that the time they think of would be the Dark Ages. Fortunately for our nation, Even most Republicans are a bit put off by the idea of returning women to the status of a barefoot pregnant underclass, of allowing a generation to be left working as temporarily small janitors in exchange for classes in which creationism is taught alongside science, leaving them prepared mostly to work as janitors, of following leaders who believe in ancient writings and medieval superstitions as a roadmap to the solution to modern problems. The Republican voters look at the list of options and are disappointed to have to decide between the lesser of several weasels. They're in luck. Regardless which one of their idiot panderers takes the party's nomination, in November, another option will be available to them. He's not the crazy radical leftist, the harbinger of sweeping change, the redistributor of wealth and power that the GOP fears and the Democrats always hope for. Nor is he the religious zealot who would roll back the tides of progress or the libertarian worshiper of success, Uber Alles, that Democrats fear and the GOP mistakenly believes its base hopes for. No, the other option is Barack Obama. And he's the only one running who actually has experience in the position he seeks.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, as you make your travel plans during this busy holiday season, we know that you have your choice of invasive airport security measures. That's why I'm here tonight on behalf of the TSA to give you a little hands-on demonstration. Now, of course, yes, we do have the full-body scanning devices, or as we prefer to call them in the biz, the ISL-ISF machines. I see London. I see France. But if you would prefer to have the vigorous full-body pat-down, well, I would highly recommend that. And, of course, as usual, some passengers will be randomly selected for extra measures. Miss, step this way, please. And I'm afraid I'm going to have to take that bottle of water. Thank you very much. Every time I see a pretty girl in line, I just start hoping she'll take the pat down rather than the x-ray so I can start a groping. Since the TSA said it's okay to be fondled by some slob, we've been flooded with complaints as well as applications for the job. So put your cans in the hands of the man who steals your water. Let this hunk give the junk in your trunk just a little squeeze. Well, hey, now you can start to do your part, just to put your hands up, please. And put your cans in the hands of a man with a GED.
My mama taught me what to do with guys like you before I was 7. She said, try avoiding guys who aren't fit to work at 7-Eleven.
Hey, now while you're in line, your body's mine, your backside could hide a gun.
When you're groped by a dope, then you know the terrorists have won.
I demand that you stand where the handbook says you oughta. I demand that you stand.
Just do what you must do.
Let's see, your ID says your name is Lee.
Well, once my name was Hugh. You're putting your hand on the gland of a tranny, so the joke's on you.
It's the Bob and Betty Show. Sounds like opinion, but it's really fact. And now, fighting for your freedoms, Bob and Betty. Hi, Betty. How are you?
Hi, Bob. How are you?
I'm fine.
I'm fine, too.
Well, the primary is definitely heating up.
Do you think so?
The primary results are pouring in. We're picking the next president of the United States.
I think it's boring.
Boring?
I miss Michelle Bachmann. I really thought she was going to do it.
Michelle didn't really have the stuff to go all the way.
She had great ideas, arresting all the Democrats for being un-American.
But she only said what she thought.
That's true. She was a little crazy.
She didn't apply modern campaign techniques.
Like what?
Like town.
Town? What's town?
It's the secret standard Republican principle for campaigns.
What is town?
Can you keep a secret?
This is a radio show.
Then I can't tell you.
You're really driving me nuts.
I'm using town.
What is town?
Truth only when necessary.
I should have known.
It's a basic principle of any kind of leadership.
I always feel much more comfortable when there's a Republican telling my doctor what to do.
Those doctors are so liberal.
They went to college, you know.
That's pretty snooty.
Why are you getting all these messages and I'm not?
Well, that's the other thing.
What?
After we get the voting restrictions in place so Democrats can't vote, we're repealing the 19th Amendment.
Equal rights for persons of color?
No.
Anti-slavery?
No.
Prohibition?
No. Better than that.
Income tax? Then what?
Women's suffrage.
What's suffrage?
Voting.
What?
Now that the Republicans are finally ending the war on women, we need to keep them from voting.
What?
You can still work for candidates.
Was this your idea?
Well...
town, right?
Well...
well, well, we've talked about a lot of things today.
We sure have. Getting everyone ready for the changes next year.
Yes.
Of course, we can't have women on the radio. They don't understand town.
Except for Sarah Palin.
Who?
So for Bob, this is Betty saying goodbye, Bob.
And this is Bob saying... in your dreams.
We'll see.
The Bob and Betty Show. Sounds like opinion, but it's really fact.
I'm calling Rachel Maddow.
The American Spectator's getting rid of her.
Then I'm calling Angela Merkel.
They're all girls.
I'm putting in an EEOC complaint.
Down south, the term animal husbandry is often misinterpreted. You're listening to The Inner Side.
This is Dingus Berry on KGRIM at the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo. I'm here with Haggis Grissom. Haggis, what brings you to the Houston Rodeo?
My kid. I'm here with my kid, Junior.
Well, that's fantastic. Tell us about your Junior.
Well, there was a really drunk girl in my trailer park, and she had sex with me, and she didn't run off to that Planned Parenthood the next day. Like, get this out of
here. We got to end that sort of thing. It's not fair to men.
We done it the old-fashioned way. She got pregnant. We got married. And she died in childbirth.
Well...
Junior, come along.
Well, that's old school and rockin'. And moving on to Outlaw Wilbur back at KGRIM Studios.
Hold on. I'm just getting to the good part.
Thank you, Dingus. This is old Outlaw Wilbur back at the KGRM Studios. We'll take y'all over there to the Gator Pit with old Travis McNugget. How y'all doing over there, Travis?
Thank you, Wilbur. This is Travis McNugget, and I am over here at the Gator Pit at the Livestock Show. I wish y'all could see this beautiful short-nosed Louisiana gator. She's about a 16-footer, strong tail, and a very fine set of teeth.
Hey, man, don't get too close to that thing.
They call this little gator Sarah Palin.
Don't get too close to that thing.
She was raised by the third-grade class over there at Hugh Long High School in Louisiana Bayou, Texas.
Travis. Travis. We'll come back to Travis McNugget over there at the Gator Pit. I guess we're gonna go over there and see what old Dingus is up to.
Right, okay.
Dingus, you over there? You on there?
I'm still here with Haggis.
Right before she died, she said that baby was kicking. You know, she used to put the ashtray on her stomach and see if the baby could kick it off and knock over the wine bottle. That was...
Well, that's fantastic!
Eat your corny dogs, African corny dogs. Corny dogs from Uganda. Come get your corny dogs here. Corny dogs. African corny dogs.
Fantastic. So I reached over to feel the baby kicking, and this thing burst out through her chest, and it was a terrible mess. I'm chasing it around with a net, dialing 911.
Excuse me, Haggis. There's something happening that might be interesting.
I finally had to use the dog for bait. It was a terrible idea.
There seems to be a commotion or a parade.
It's a terrible thing to lose your wife and your dog at the same time. It's just been drugs and alcohol ever since.
This is Outlaw Wilbur at the K. Graham Studios. And dang it, that's the Sanford, Florida Neighborhood Watch marching band coming your way, dingus.
That's fantastic! Sanford, Florida Neighborhood Watch marching band and militia. It's fantastic!
Hey, man, I think it got some over on the other side over there, but that's a pretty good shooting.
Hey, man! There's a Mexican over here! Thank you!
So Junior's a teenager now, and I brung him over to the livestock show in the genetic mutation category with the three-headed goats and cordless snakes and stuff.
That's just fantastic.
And anyway, I always bring a bag of live rats to throw in Junior's cage to eat.
Well, that's a real crowd pleaser.
Well, they love it, dingus. It kind of makes you wonder about people.
And how's that, Mr. Haggis?
Wonder about folks that like to stare at such things. Makes you wonder who are the real monsters.
And we now go to CCNN, the Credico Crime News Network. The Republican primary has rolled south, and the only way to be introduced at a rally is by a fundamentalist evangelical minister. We now go to clip one of the Reverend Dennis Terry introducing Rick Santorum to the faithful.
I'm tired of people telling us as Christians that we can't voice our beliefs or we can't no longer pray in public. Listen to me. If you don't love America and you don't like the way we do things, I got one thing to say. Get out! We don't worship Buddha. I said we don't worship Buddha. We don't worship Muhammad. We don't worship Allah. We worship God. We worship God's son, Jesus Christ.
We now go to CCNN spiritual advisor, the Reverend Pat Robbins, to get his take on the introduction. Reverend Pat, what did you think of that introduction?
Kind of, I think the man stole my act. That's the funny thing about it. I believe he'd been watching too much of me, but I've been mellowing out. What that man should do is, like, get into marijuana.
Well,
that's what I would do. He ought to start smoking some bones. And then he can come up with some real creative stuff like, we don't pray to the Jewish God either, or to Muhammad, or any of these Jews.
Now, Reverend Pat, you run a college down there in Virginia. How do you feel about Santorum claiming that college is for snobs and it's not just for everyone, and you run a college?
Well, I don't have any snobs. I have just a bunch of dumb individuals that come in there, and I make sure they don't get a degree that means anything. It's kind of an anti-college college. In other words, you go to college like Yale or Harvard, you come to my place of my college, and you pay to go back to be a moron again.
I'm going to go to someone else that we have on the line.
You know where I can get a bone?
No, but we're working on legalizing
it. You want to see God, you got to smoke some of the stuff. That's why I'm having all these visions. The pot is so much better now than it was when I was a hippie in the 60s.
But right now, I want to, because we're running out of time, I want to cover a story about a tragic shooting that happened down in Florida and made national news. And with stories about law and order, we always go to America's mayor, Mr. Rudy Giuliani. Mr. Giuliani, what do you think about that NRA law down in Florida? Stand your ground.
We have the same law in New York City. We have a standard. Police stand their ground whenever a black man is unarmed. So I think it's a great model. I think the guy got it from us. Man Zimmerman, a good man. If I were the mayor right now, I'd make him the police commissioner.
I
make a fine police commissioner. Guy's a good man. Being railroaded by the press. And we do this kind of thing all the time in New York. Derek Bell, we stood our ground against him. I mean, Bell, whatever. What was his name?
Sean Bell?
Sean Bell. Yeah, a black man, whatever. And, Amadou Diallo, try to pull a wallet on the police, all that. They stood their ground.
What do you think of Geraldo Rivera's comment about black people and Spanish people, they shouldn't wear hoodies?
I don't think they should. I don't, because they're trying. First of all, a black man's supposed to stand out. He's covering the fact that he's black. Makes it difficult to stop and frisk a guy who's got a hood on, like wearing a mask. I want to see a guy's complete head. You know what I mean? I think it's important that a guy goes without the mask, without the hood, because we could mistake him for a white guy. Imagine if this guy had been white. Imagine the problem if Zimmerman had shot a white guy. Then that would have been a real problem.
Everyone seems to be wearing a hoodie. I see up in Albany they were wearing a hoodie, down in the New York City Council. I mean, what's a cop supposed to do if everyone's wearing a hoodie?
Are you wearing one?
Well, yes, I'm up here at WB.
I'll be selling some hoodies right now with some 9/11 dirt. Come down to the 9/11 site. I'll sell you a hoodie full of 9/11 dirt. You can have the hoodie. Just don't put it on your head.
And Mr. Mayor,
I can get you a good prize on it too. I can get you a good prize in 9/11 dirt.
Listen, we're having
$25 a gram.
We're witnessing a bit of waste of time down in Washington about 3 days of hearings about free health care. I mean, according to you, between the army and jail, there is free health care. Maybe you can explain how can people get free health care in this country?
They can join the army, or they can be caught with a dime back, or just be black. If you just give yourself up. Enlist in the service or enlist yourself into the prison system. This way, you get rid of the middleman, the police. You just turn yourself in, do 5 years in Sing Sing, and you get free health care.
So we don't need these hearings at the Supreme Court. If you want health care...
No, you can't. I would say all these people are out of work, just turn themselves in and sign up for a 5-year prison sentence.
Or 5 years in Afghanistan. Either way, you're going to get free health care.
Whatever. The war is going to be going on forever. I know I got some contracts here.
And listen, we're heading to Iran very shortly.
We're going to make a lot of money there, too. A lot of money.
That's what it's all about.
We're going to make a lot of money in all these wars. Wars about money. Jump on the bandwagon. What's wrong with you?
It's all about the schedule, and we know that. Well, listen.
Why don't you join the service again?
Again? I did it once, and that is it. I think we're going to wind up here because I know Randy Credico.
That was Randy Credico as Pat Robertson and Giuliani with John McDonough on CCNN. From the top was Red State Update Rush Limbaugh, I Am Woman Apology. Then Paul Fisher read the CCCP News, followed by Will Durst. Then Dylan Brody. Put Your Hand in the Hand was The Capitol Steps. Otis McClay was Bob and Betty, followed by Monsters at the Rodeo, performed by yours truly. This has been the CCCP Monthly Laughing Nightmare on the Inner Side Radio Program. Google The Inner Side for an archive of all previous programs. Check out Dylan Brody's new album release, Chronological Disorder, on iTunes. And don't forget to check out Houston's premier comedy podcast from the Whiskey Brothers at praisewhiskey.com. My name is Scooter. See y'all next week.